What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Rantpocalypse Talks Outcast. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and we are a mother and son duo, and we're happy that you stopped by to watch us talk.
We're here to discuss and react and predict things that are going to happen in Outcast Season 1, Episode 7. The episode is entitled The Damage Done, and the synopsis for next week's episode is Kyle and Allison revisit their past. Reverend Anderson gets carried away during Remembrance Day. Reverend Anderson's just going off the deep end.
Yeah,
at this
he's
point.
Having some issues. He needs, I don't know, some Zoloft or Paxil or something. The dude's a mess.
Dude's struggling. So let's do this. You know, these little teaser trailers are 30 seconds. They're really, really fast.
Yes. Yeah, it's way fast. And I would really appreciate, though, if you watch our last one, because I'm just saying everything that I predicted was right.
Oh, Justin, man.
It was.
Watch Nostradamus over here. So
watch the last one.
Yeah, definitely go watch that. All right, so let's get into this. Let's boot it up and everything.
There's a stain on this tile, and it's getting worse.
We got to be smart about what's going on right now.
He's filing assault charges.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna fix this.
That's never good.
This is never gonna end.
I've seen it floating like a black cloud. See him for what he is, and he made his mark.
Oh, crap.
That's not good. Damn. And it's over. It's over that quickly.
They're so short. Dang it. Okay, so now I predict shit's going to happen.
Oh, no. So, okay. Yeah, if you didn't catch last time we did this. Yeah. Kelly said shit's going to hit the fan. Yeah. It didn't quite hit the fan in episode 6, but you're saying your prediction for episode 7, it's happening.
Shit's going to hit the fan. I'm really disappointed to see that whatever Megan, what decision she made, apparently was not the correct decision when it comes to the whole thing with Donnie, because he's pressing charges.
Yeah, he is pressing charges, but what was the other decision she was going to be making that I think she would have had to have done dirty things with creepy, creepy Donnie. So
I was just hoping she would kill him. That was my decision I wanted to make.
Option C, yes, that Donnie didn't talk about, right, is just Megan going over there with the pin and be like...
yeah, exactly.
I think that would have been the best option for Megan at this point. But yeah, that does suck because we see in this little teaser trailer that Chief Giles and Mark, they're having a conversation. That video from Mark's squad car comes into play. Ooh, that's not very good.
Yep.
And again, as we talked about in our episode 6 discussion, I think that's going to cause issues for Mark and Megan that are going to not be good for those two characters.
Well, you know, Robert Kirkman wrote the comic book. He does not like happy relationships ever. No one is ever happy.
As long as Megan doesn't get pregnant and, you know, she gets killed while having the baby.
Exactly.
And, you know, and Megan's kid has to kill Megan, then I think we're okay. And I think maybe Robert Kirkman has worked some of those issues out if that's not the case. There was some other crazy stuff that happened in this teaser trailer. The Reverend looking in the mirror as he's seen all that blood that was in his bathroom. It was everywhere. It was disgusting. He's going to be off his rocker in this episode. At the end of the trailer, he is going after Sydney, which Sydney just said, you better leave things well alone, buddy. Like,
that's why I carved your chest up to tell you bad shit's gonna happen if you keep on doing anything that we don't want you to do. So that part, yeah, I but you know, I mean, it, we're talking about Reverend Anderson. He thinks that his shit doesn't stink. So
that's very true. Do you think that the people will follow him, or do you think that the people are gonna be like, damn, this dude is crazy, back the hell away? And are they going to be like, Sydney, We will follow Sydney now instead of Reverend Anderson.
Ooh, well, Sydney's a pretty smooth talker, so I could see them following him. He seems a lot less crazy than the Rev. So, but okay, so at the very end of that clip, we see. Doesn't that look like a coffin?
It did look like a coffin. It reminded me of something out of Game of Thrones where they they get the body, they put it in the coffin, and they let it go out in like the river, the ocean or whatever, and then they shoot the arrows and it puts it on fire.
That's kind of the way I would like to go, just FYI. You know, I think that would be, I mean, it's pretty spectacular. So
it is pretty spectacular. I'm gonna have to work on my archery skills if that's how you want to go out. It would be like very embarrassing as I just miss over and over and over again. Oh, she's too far gone now. So
hey, Mom, I'll see you later. It seemed like a crazy town scene with, you know, all the fire. I thought that looked really crazy. And I've only seen this trailer just this one time when we watched it then. So I need to watch it a few more times to actually see what was going on, I think.
These teaser trailers are very hard to break down in the sense of if you just watch it once, but luckily for you, I've watched it a few times. the other crazy thing that looks like it's going to happen in this teaser trailer is a poker night fight. It looks like Chief Giles, Ogden, and Reverend Anderson, they're going to throw down in next week's episode. What do you think is the cause of that? Do you think that this is Chief Giles being mad at Reverend Anderson, or do you think that this is Chief Giles being mad at Ogden, or do you think this is Reverend Anderson being mad at Chief Giles or Ogden? What do you think happens there?
I would have to say that I have no idea.
Good answer.
Yeah, because I could see that Chief Giles is pretty ticked off at Ogden.
He seems to be ticked off at both of them at this point.
Yeah.
They had that conversation Chief Giles and Reverend Anderson did in episode 6, and that was heated. That wasn't a good conversation because, you know, Reverend Anderson's, you want me to call myself a charlatan and say that I'm a fraud, and he slams the church door. So at this point, there's lots of tension between the three of those characters on the show, and it's kind of weird that they would be playing poker together again.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's really interesting because, like you point out, there is so much tension and everybody's super ticked. And Reverend Anderson was the one that said, all your anger brings them power.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could make the town even crazier.
I think that's what's going to happen. The town itself is just going to get into a furor. And we see Mark and we see Megan. They don't look too happy with one another. These three characters aren't happy with one another. Reverend Anderson's always pissed off at Kyle because Kyle's special and he's not. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that there's something to the point that the more animosity there is between these characters, the stronger these demons or these possessions become. There was two other things in the little teaser trailer.
There was?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
Allison seeing that really creepy drawing.
Oh.
That was scary. I don't know quite what's going to come of that. I don't know if Helen and Allison's daughter, if there's going to be something wrong with her. Is she going to become possessed or something like that?
We saw in one of the episodes where she plays with the dolls and reenacts the whole night of Allison and Kyle, you know, getting into the fight. So I could see her making little drawings like that. She saw a lot of stuff. She remembers a lot of what happened that night.
Yeah, so she definitely does remember a lot of things that happened. And with the episode titled The Damage Done, there was a lot of damage that was done to Allison and Kyle's daughter. And one other thing, Kyle, it looks like he may be meeting a new person that is possessed because he comes up to somebody and shakes their hand and they kind of recoil really quickly from shaking the hands. We don't know if it was Kyle that shook that person's hand, but it looked like it was Kyle. Lots of crazy stuff that happened in this teaser trailer. I'm very excited about next week's episode. I think your prediction of the shit's going to hit the fan is sure to come true.
Thank you.
In this episode.
Good.
I'm very excited.
I'll just keep saying it. If I keep saying it, eventually it'll happen.
That's very, very true. I think I'm the most excited about seeing Reverend Anderson versus Sydney. I like the fact that Reverend Anderson, he's not gonna sit down. He doesn't care if Sydney has etched a pentagram in his chest. I like that. I like that a lot, that he's like, nah, I'm going to come after you. This is a war. I'm going to win this war. I just don't know if the people are going to be behind him because they definitely looked at him like he was batshit bananas crazy. So we want to know what you guys think of the teaser trailer. So let us know in the comment box down below or email us rantpocalypse@gmail.com. We'll be back to discuss episode 7 next week. So hit that subscribe button for more talk on Outcast.
Bye-bye.